Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome in to Spirit Talk Radio. I am your host, Vicki Emanuel. I'm a medium energy reader and energy healer. Today's show, what is the dragon years coming up 2020? I see a whole panel here lit up with questions, and I will be getting to questions. If you do have a question, you can call in 215-383-3763, 215-383-3763. We are moving into dragon years, which I'm super excited about. Dragon years is 2020. We've been in golden ages for the past 7 years, 2012, if I can add right, since 2012. And we're moving into dragon years, 2020 to 2027. If you guys haven't already been feeling this, it feels like time is speeding up. It feels like you can't get enough done physically and emotionally. You may be getting drained a lot faster, a lot easier. And also, you may have noticed that things are showing up. We're starting to manifest so much faster. This is a perfect time, too. I will promote my book here because that's why I wrote it, to help you manifest your desires. And my book is called Manifest Anything You Want in 30 Days. You can get it off my website, VickiEmanuel.com, EnergyReader.com, or on Amazon. I also do workshops and stuff. And I highly suggest right now, because manifesting is going to be coming faster and faster and faster. You think it, and it's going to show up. And I'm sure many of you have already been having that experience. And obviously, it's awesome if you've been thinking positive, you've been thinking great things, then yes, it will show up. If you've also been thinking fearful and in lack, that's going to show up in your life too. And that's exactly what we're moving into, more of the dragon years. The dragon years is a very powerful time. It's instant manifestation. I want you to think of the earth as the earth is an energy, and we keep evolving just as lifetimes we've been evolving. Animals evolved, we evolved, the energy of our earth evolves. And if you guys haven't already noticed, weather's evolving. Weather's always moving, it's always changing, right? Because it's energy. I even see probably about not too far in advance, like 6 to 8 years away, I actually feel our calendar. You know, we have this set calendar that we've had for months of fall and winter and summer. And I'm sure you guys have already experienced, no matter where you live in the world, that I remember my mom always telling me in Ohio, I grew up in Ohio, I live in California now, but I remember her, in July, it's snowing. And it's been snowing like in July in Ohio, like many years it started doing this. And that's because the earth is evolving. The earth is changing. We cannot hold it down to a calendar that we had from how many ever years ago. Energy is energy, and it's going to be evolving. So be thinking of the veil between heaven and earth just totally being lifted. So it's very, very thin. That means that energy is going to happen it's going to happen instantly. Whatever you think, whatever you say, it's going to boomerang right back to you. The one thing that I love about dragon years, and we've already been moving into that right now, and you want to think about like each month moving more and more into the new energy. And obviously, so dragon years are starting 2020, January 2020. So that's the start. But even though right now we're actually starting the evolving into dragon years, and the thing I love is no more people pleasing. We're moving into an energy that's no more people pleasing. I have been a people pleaser. I am a recovering people person, I will say, people pleaser. And the thing about people pleasing is you're not living authentically. You're looking for approval, or you're looking for things from other people. And a lot of people are having a little issue with this right now in their own life, because they're so used to being people pleasing, so used to giving to others. And if you haven't noticed, I have 5 kids too. And so the new millennium kids, and I have from 27 down to 12. So I have kind of like all age ranges of kids. Such a different set and group of kids I have. My older set of group of kids, they're in their 20s, big time people pleasers, easy to raise, you know, all about trying to approval and set by rules. Well, the new world is not going to be set by rules. It's going to be authentically, living authentically from you. You probably already started this yourself. And it's hard too. It's hard for a lot of people to start giving to themselves and start giving to themselves self-love. And the issue is if you're not giving to yourself your own self-love, you can never, ever accept anybody else's unconditional love because you're not giving it to yourself. And that's what we're moving into is dragon years is people, and it may seem to a lot of people that you're like, oh my God, people are turning selfish. Like, what's going on? Like, why are they not, you know, giving in to me anymore? Why do they not care how I feel or what I think? And it's not really they're turning selfish. It's they're turning inward and giving to themselves. Because I will tell you, being a health intuitive for, God, 30 years, our bodies talk to us. And if you have been a people pleaser, like I've been a people pleaser, and you haven't been speaking your truth and you haven't been doing how you feel and you've just been giving all your energy around way to somebody else and making somebody else happy or trying to make that situation happy. And it could even be a job. It might not even be a person. You are giving away energy. And as what happens is I see so many people after many years of giving to so many, everybody else, not saying no, you know, just trying to be this perfect people pleaser. And it's what happens is, and what is going to happen eventually in your body is you can become sick, illness, death, disease. Something will manifest because you have all of these emotions and every energy you're either giving away or you're taking. And so giving away that energy, trying to be that people pleaser is actually the worst thing you can do for yourself. And you're not living authentically. You're not living in the truth. I will take some questions here. I know I have a whole big lit up board, but I just want to really capture in on the dragon years. I channeled last night and I wanted to tap into it even more and deeper for my show today. And the words that I came up with, these are words I want you to think about moving into the dragon years and thinking even though the dragon years haven't started yet, every single month, especially the full moon this week. I'm sure a lot of you have been having, this has been an emotional roller coaster this week. We're all purging and releasing the old paradigms, the old energy, the old shifts, old beliefs, all of those outdated are now being released. And each month we're moving more and more into this new energy. The new energy, the words that I came up with was power, authentic, truth, telepathic, psychic, new world. And I want to talk about this new world, and then I will answer some questions here. The new world, I had a great question on my Facebook fan page the other day, which I'm still trying to get to my September predictions. I do predictions every month on YouTube, and you can always check those out on my website. I'm running a little bit behind this month, but I will get to them. And one of the questions was, when is the government going to get back to normal? I love, love, love this question. There is not going to be, and I even don't even like the word normal. Normal is not, there is no such thing as really normal. And the new government, new paradigms is what we've been seeing all over these years. Whether you love Trump or hate Trump, I predicted him to win. The one thing that Trump has done for the United States is made change. Not only the United States, he's done it to the whole world, right? He's made change. You either love him or you hate him. And he's made change because of those things. And that change had to come in because the paradigm and the shifting of our government, of the school systems, of anything, the big box stores, think about malls. I see malls actually getting no longer will malls will start going out of business. Big companies are going out of business. Coca-Cola, companies like that are going to start downsizing. Everything's going to be shifting and changing because it has to, because of the new energy we're entering into. So anything of the past, the way we did things, and think about like the school system. I have 5 kids, and it just still amazes me that they are still teaching. The school system is evolving more, but they are still teaching and still doing the things from the 1800s. And our children are evolved so much more. And I am going to talk a little bit more about kids too, because the new kid energy moving into the dragon years, OMG. They are super psychic, super healers. I've already been seeing and tapping into many of them coming in. And if you are somebody that's waiting, you know, been trying to get pregnant or wanting to get pregnant, I just worked on somebody. I just did an energy healing the other day on somebody. And if you're having a hard time getting pregnant, don't, you know, believe children choose us. And I was told myself I couldn't have kids. I have 5. And I'm stating this because I do feel there's going to be listeners out there that you've been trying to get pregnant or you're having a hard time. And the thing is, you're to know that it's not you. The children choose their parents. And as what I've been seeing is these new children waiting to come into the dragon times. So if you are trying to get pregnant and you haven't gotten pregnant, most likely it's because that your new baby wants to be a part of this new dragon energy. The new dragon energy is going to be so powerful. The new children being born in this energy, I can't wait to see them. I've been talking to them, you know, intuitively here, connecting to them and channeling them. But whoa, they are going to be some powerful souls and they are going to make some powerful things happen here on the planet. I'm going to go into 541.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Camille.
Hi, Camille.
And I'm calling you from Oregon.
Oregon. Ooh, that's a place I want to get to. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, you must.
I know. I heard it's beautiful. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Are you taking personal questions or is it just...
Yep. Whatever you have for me.
Okay. In my energetic vibration, what do you sense about me and money?
Ooh, love that question. I love how you said energetic vibration. Well, the first, so your guides are telling me, first of all, that you focus too much on it. So
yeah,
when you're focusing on it, it's really saying to the universe, I don't have it. Okay. So I see this when I look at you with money, I see it coming in, I see it going. I see it coming in, I see it going. And so I am advising you to, instead of focusing on money, focus on love and what you love to do on all areas, not just business or work. I'm talking about every day, give yourself a little self-dose of love. And then the money will come, because there is a little block there also of receiving. You know, you're not used to receiving. And so getting back into the self-love and receiving will help open your vibration to receive more money.
Interesting.
Yeah. Do you have a love and hate relationship with money? That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I mean, I know I can't go into all of it, but yeah. I mean, there have been times in my life when I had like wrongful death settlements and all these things, and was feeling quite comfortable. And now, kind of like all at once, I know not to focus on what is needed, but there is, you know, bills must be paid, needs must be met. And
mm-hmm.
I see it. Like, I know it specifically, I must take care of this financial agreement to save this or that thing. So
mm-hmm.
it's been,
yeah,
it has dominated my thoughts.
Yeah, I feel it stresses you out is what I'm getting. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When you start focusing on you, I would highly suggest my book, Manifest Anything You Want in 30 Days. It will help you manifest more money, but it's more about the trust. When you trust, it just flows.
Yeah.
And I see with you, you'll bring it in, and then I actually see self-sabotaging. So you have a self-sabotaging pattern. And so looking at that pattern, I also see some past lives in you too, which you might want to listen to my past life podcast. You were a slave many times in many past lives. And so that little teeny tiny belief in you is still in there that I have to work really hard. I have to do this. I have to stress to get something. And that's a belief.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
Sense. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. You know, we'll get off this too. I do have a past life podcast you guys might want to listen to. Past lives are so huge. I do energy healings. I do them remotely. And just removing a past life, wow, things can happen. Cancer disappears. Kids go from F to A. Allergies disappear. I mean, money comes in, all of that. So definitely check out my past life podcast. And I want to talk back about the dragon years, and I do see all lit up, which we will get to this. I love, too, how the last caller talked about your energy vibration. That's what we are. We are vibrational beings. We're emotional vibrational beings, frequency beings. And when it comes into the dragon years, this is going to be really, really powerful. So before, we would have this middle ground. we could be in, you know, like we could have days where we're really positive and days where we're not positive. And we could just kind of go back and forth. Well, the new dragon years, there's not going to be no such thing. So there's no middle ground. So either you will be very abundant or you will not be very abundant. And I'm talking abundant, not just wealth-wise. I'm talking in all areas, in all life. And there is no black and white. It's all going to be kind of black and white anymore with our vibrations. And because our vibrations are going to become so much powerful, what you put out there, you bring right back to you instantly. And think about that instantly. Think about those little thoughts that you're just thinking, you're stressed, you're worried. All of those are going to be coming back to you instantly. And that's why it's really, really important right now, the rest of this year, to start purging, start releasing, and start working on self-love. What I said before about the people-pleasing years are gone. And this is going to be hard for a lot of you people pleasers. Most people are people pleasers. Most people really don't even know how to receive. We think we know how to receive, but we don't. If I gave you tomorrow $1 million, or even if I just gave you a compliment, how are you when somebody gives you a compliment? You're like, ooh, or somebody just gives you a gift out of the blue. You feel like you need to give back or you get embarrassed. So I want you to get into the energy of receiving. And that's actually what the dragon years are about, is receiving. But you have to be open and worthy to receive. And so how do you do that? You start giving to yourself every day. You start doing the practice of self-love. And that's the other thing that the dragon years is going to be about, is your heart center. We're getting out of our minds. We're getting out of old belief systems, old structures, and we're getting into the heart center. And that, again, too, is going to be hard for people, too, because what happens is our intuition really is in our heart. But the thing is our mind will come in there and it will screw it up. So when we think we want something, and I'm sure all of you guys have gone through this where you're like, oh my God, I knew better. Because is what happens is your brain comes in and it starts screwing up what you feel in your heart. And so start listening and get into the feeling of your heart. We're also going to become very telepathic and very psychic. This means every single person, whether you think you're psychic or intuitive, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen. And this is where you're probably already going through it right now, is what I call a physical shift. You're shifting, especially right now with the full moon coming up this Friday, Friday the 13th. Love it that the full moon will be then. Full moon's all about releasing. But when I say you're going through a shift, is what happens is, yes, I'm a medium psychic. I've been a medium psychic since 5. I am super psychic. I can give me a name. I can tell you everything about you, past, present, future. But every single person is intuitive. It's just like sports. You have some amazing players that just come naturally to them. You have some players that practice and try and they become better. They're never going to be as good as, like, you know, the biggest ones. But it's the same thing with your intuition. Every single person is intuitive. When you meet somebody, you're already reading their energy. You may be thinking, oh, he's nice. He's a jerk. Oh, I don't like him. You're already reading energy, or I can't trust him. That's because your intuition is kicking in there. Well, the intuition is going to be kicking in even more in dragon years. Those thoughts, the telepathic thoughts, might not even be your own. You might just walk by someone because energy is going to be so contagious. Because like I said, the veil is lifted. There's nothing really protecting you from any energy. And this is where it's going to affect your body. And right now, people are probably already, we've already been shifting about 3 to 4 times a year is what I call, you will go through a shift. Is what this shift is energetically, you're evolving, you're growing, your energy, your telepathic, your intuition is growing, whether you want it to or not. And your physical body is like, whoa, wait a minute here. I have to play catch up. Like, what's going on? And so your senses will become more keen. You may not even like the same food you used to taste, or you may smell something, you may feel something. Your physical body may get sick. The more you resist a shift, the more you don't listen to your body, the more you're going to get sick. You could even get flu-like symptoms. I've been seeing in my healings, especially this week with the full moon, a lot of diarrhea, a lot of stomach issues, and that's your body releasing. So your body is coming in, it's releasing the old patterns, it's releasing the old vibration, and if you're not listening to your body, it's going to take you down, because the only time most people will relax, this is why I don't get sick, because I listen to my body. If you feel like you're going to get sick, chill out, go take a bath, go do some self-love, take downtime so your body doesn't come in and make you take off time by getting really, really sick. Like, who wants to be sick, right? But this is going to happen. We're shifting. Our vibration is shifting. And next year, we're even going to be more vibrational beings. We're going to be more psychic, more telepathic, senses, feelings. I'm sure a lot of you have already started the premonitions. If you never had premonitions before, a premonition is where you could see something, think something, just know something that's going to happen. We all have different ways of listening to our intuition. We all are gifted in different ways. And you just know, or you could even have a dream about it. I started actually when I was a kid having a dream about my father's death, unfortunately, and he died. But you could have a dream about it. And that's called a premonition. So premonitions are going to be happening much, much more. Next year, too. All right, we'll take some questions here. 707.
Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. Do you have a question?
I do. I'm still waiting for the interviews that you saw, but right now I want to look and see what you can see for my health for maybe for the next 5-10 years.
Your health. I'm tapping into it right now.
Okay.
You know, if like I look at you and you look pretty healthy, the only thing I would tell you, I feel like you're in your mind too much. And so that means your way of rethinking things. And so you could actually push things away from you. And so I would suggest to you GABA. It's called GABA. It's a supplement that just helps with monkey mind, stress. And it just helps you get more into your body, your physical body.
What is it called?
GABA, G-A-B-A.
Oh.
This is my to-go-to for so many things. Yeah, G-A-B-A. We actually make it in our brain already. It's our happy hormone, too. So I really feel that. But your health feels pretty good. So the more you get out of your mind, the more everything's going to start manifesting for you.
Okay, beautiful. Well, thank you.
Right. Thank
you. Anything else I should know?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I was saying anything else I should know?
No, go get GABA ASAP. It will help you in everything.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about body since that came up too, GABA. And there again, repeated myself again, it's called GABA, G-A-B-A. And my health intuitive readings and myself even, I take GABA. GABA is actually in your mind. It helps with monkey mind. Biggest thing is, that's the other thing moving into dragon years. I'm sure you've already been feeling this too. It's harder to get out of your mind. It's harder to get into your body. It's harder to just be at peace and be present because your mind is so open and so thinking over and over again. Well, that's because we're moving into such this high energy time where your mind, it's going to be harder to shut off. And you may start feeling more exhausted. You're starting to feel more tired. And the reason why is, think about it. We have all electronics. You have your iPhone on. You have your iWatch. I'm going to tell you guys, too, about your I don't have an iWatch. I don't wear one on my wrist. And the reason why is the battery, and a lot of my clients, not going to say all of you guys, but a lot of my clients, that battery is much stronger than a normal battery of a watch, and it drains your energy. So if you've been tired, and think about this, you have a battery on you 24/7. Okay, that is not good. That is not good juju. That is horrible energy, and it's going to drain you. And we're getting into this physical time where actually energy is so contagious, and you've probably already been feeling this, that you're wanting more nature, you're wanting more downtime, you're wanting more quiet time. Because if you go more into crowds, wherever you're at, that energy is going to spread into your life, and especially children. I remember, and this was even years ago, but it's even going to get worse. I remember one of my daughter actually is 4 years old. She is kicked out of Walt Disney World forever because of me. It was a nightmare. And my kids that are now, they're 12 and 13, they'll even say, we don't like big groups, we don't like big places, we don't like a lot of energy. And the reason why, and you'll see this in children, and even like, I'm going to say like 24 and under children, they're very, very energetically empaths. They're very sensitive to energy. And they're definitely different than the older vibration. You know, I'm 49, so they're totally different. My oldest is 27, and my 12-year-old and my 27-year-old, night and day when it comes to energy. And is what it is I call it energy overload, meltdown, actually, especially if you have the children, when you go somewhere and you're in a big crowd, and they may be fine. I don't know. When I was in Walt Disney World, I used to live in Florida. We used to go to all of those amusements. And I will tell you, start being aware if you are a mom with kids. Everybody's crying. Everybody's screaming. All the parents are yelling at each other. I do not think it's a happy place. Everybody is just in this big energy overload that then when they got home is what happened was my daughter screamed throughout the whole thing. And then when we got home, she just had this energy meltdown. And that's how my kids always were. I would not take them in big groups. And if this is you and you do have to go to a big group and if you have to go where there's energy and you have that children like that when and or you yourself, if your energy, if you're very sensitive to energy, if you're a water sign or empath or if you have a lot of water in your chart, watch out. You're going to be super sensitive to energy and it's going to get worse next year. And so if that is you or if that is your children, you need to get home and clear your energy field. Even better yet, when you're there, clear your energy field. I have my organic essence oil sprays. That's exactly why I created them. I channeled them off my website, VickiManiers.com, underneath the shop. And you just spray them in your energy field. I have Let Go. I have Manifest. I have Self-Love. I got Sage. And is what it does, it just cleanses your energy field. Epsom salt baths. Epsom salt baths are a must too. I take one every single day. I work with 100 clients a month doing healings. And can you imagine all that energy on me? And this is every single person. If you are in somebody's energy field and you're a hairdresser or a realtor, or even just like sitting close to someone all the time, or you go into a workspace where there's all these people, I want you to think of all that energy is clinging onto you. You got to get it off. Energy hygiene. It's really important every single day to check into your energy and to clear it often. My sprays, I spray myself probably about every hour, definitely after every client. Even after I get off my radio show here, I'll be spraying it because energy is energy. You don't have to have somebody in person. Just how I read you, I can tap into your energy. I'm not there locally, but I can do that. And the same thing with you. You might be thinking of someone and you're going to call them in and then they call you. Also pets and the pet psychic, same thing with pets. And so all of this energy is going to be coming really much more contagious. And it's as simple as taking more breaths, taking more breaks during the day. I've been actually seeing a lot of breath work being very important, bringing in breath. Breath is one of the best gifts you can give yourself to ground, get centered, and bringing it all the way down your spine. And our physical bodies are going to be changing too, and even our DNA. Let me take another question, and then I'll go into that. 541.
Oh, no, it's Camille again. I'm just waiting, listening on.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. 704. Hi, do you have a question? Hello? 704? You're on the air. Anybody there? No? All righty. Let's see here. I'm trying. I don't know if I went to 973.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Do you have a question?
Yes, thank you. I would like to ask, thank you for having your show today. Thank you for taking my call. I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Trey.
And what about it?
Just whatever spirit has for us. I'm excited.
Okay. Well, I don't. That's why I asked you. I'm like, what about it? I don't see any change. You know, I see it kind of going on the same way it's been going on.
Okay.
That's why I was asking. Do you have like a specific question about it? Because I don't see a breakup. I don't see a change. I see it's going along.
Do you see? Okay. Well, why? I'm just excited. Do you see why Spirit brought us together?
You mean in the future?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see a breakup. I see that you guys will continue on this journey, and I'm hearing for you to keep it slow and fun and passionate. That's what I feel that you need to keep doing.
Okay. We're moving together. I was moving slow. Yeah, I'm moving very slow. Very organic. Uh-huh.
It feels good. I see no red flags. I see nothing. So when I say I see no breakup, that's actually a good thing. So it feels really good.
Oh, okay. Do you see what he thinks? Anything from him? Anything else, Spirit? Because it is really going really good.
No, just, you know, enjoy the process. When I tap into him, I mean, he's happy-go-lucky. I just see the smile on his face. He's very happy with you. I like your energies together and how they vibe. So it feels really good.
Okay, now what about us moving? Should I move out there? I'm moving out there to him, but do you see, would it be better for him to move out here where I am?
Where's there and here?
He lives in California, and I live in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Where's he at in California?
Encino.
Okay, I was just wondering. Totally, you come out here to the West Coast. I'm in Santa Barbara. So, yeah, definitely West Coast. I feel you're not supposed to be in New Jersey anymore.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Do you see when it's best for me to move?
Definitely.
I said, do you see when it's best? Like...
Oh, I'm seeing 6 to 8. I feel 6 to 8 weeks or 6 to 8 months. I don't think it's months. I see 6 to 8. I feel it's before the new year.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm just so excited. Like, we just came together. Ah! But Spirit, is there anything we're supposed to learn from each other? Like,
fun and passion. I see fun and passion. So just enjoy it. Like, don't question it. Enjoy the process. I feel it being really good and beneficial for both of you.
Oh, great. Okay, I appreciate that very much. How do we reach you outside of this for readings? This is my first time speaking with you.
Oh, cool. Go to my website, VickiEmmanuel.com or EnergyReader.com, and I do private readings and energy healings and workshops and retreats and a whole bunch of good stuff.
Okay, we're taking this. So is he afraid of love or anything, or no?
No, he's chill, cool. Now that you tell me he's in California, I totally get the vibe with him now, too, because he's very cool and chill and vibe. And I just see him like, whatever, it's a good thing.
Yeah, that is how he is. Okay.
Whatever. All right. Have a fabulous day. Enjoy.
You too. Bye.
Good, bye. Okay, let's get in here. The body and our health and how the new year is going to be. So the biggest thing is, like I said before, we're going to be the new year. It's going to be like we're going to feel kind of, you know, like we're not in our body as much as we were before. Also, our DNA is going to be changing. And this is why I tell you, so important. Your thoughts and your words are going to be creating even more of your life. So be really aware of what you're thinking, what you're saying, because it's going to create your life. So if you wake up in the morning and you're in a crappy mood and you're telling your body how fat and ugly you are and how much that you hate life, well, you're going to have a pretty shitty day. Just going to tell you. It's really important about being in awareness. Ooh, what am I saying? What am I thinking? What am I putting out there? Because you are creating your own reality. And as far as health goes, the new health is going to be, Let me first back up and tell you what cancer and illness and disease, and you definitely need to listen to my last podcast on how your energy affects your health. Me being a health intuitive for over 30 years, worked with thousands of people and pets and seeing the same kind of thing over and over again. Our health starts with an emotional being. So how we feel emotionally is going to manifest into physical form eventually. So that means those cancer cells or those negative cells or the anger. Anger is actually always pain. If you have a lot of pain in your body, thyroid issues, and this is why you want to listen to my last podcast because I go over all the different things here, is it's going to manifest into stuck negative cells. And so what happens with those stuck negative cells? They become illness. They become disease. They actually are trying to get your attention. Your body, those aches and pains in your body are like, hello, are you listening to me? You're not listening to me. And that's going to become more and more prevalent into the dragon years. Our body is going to be screaming at us instantly. And it's going to be really important to listen to it, because things will start manifesting so much faster if you don't listen to that ache and pain. And this is where I get back into your heart center and being authentic. Being authentic means listening to your heart and doing from your heart space, not being a people pleaser again. Cannot stress that enough. If you are a people pleaser and you continue to do for others, not yourself, you are going to definitely get sick, ill, something, because your body's going to be talking to you in the dragon years. The dragon years, it's as simple as even right now starting this. I've already seen this too with a lot of people, even in my own life. Sometimes I just want quiet. I just want to sit and take like 10 minutes of just breathing and sitting and doing nothing. And this is going to be more and more important as we evolve, because you need to sit and relax to called rejuvenate, especially in this high energy. The energy is going to be so high, so fast. If you ever haven't already noticed, like the time is going by so fast. It's like, whoa, it was just last month. And now this month, you know, is coming up. That's going to be going faster and faster. And so with that being said, our body needs to be playing catch up. So this is every single day, taking your breaths, taking your time to breathe, listening to your heart, getting more into listening. Nature too is number one. Nature is like free, right? And you can go outside and it is the biggest, best healer for you. The other thing I've been seeing that's coming up for dragon years and for many people is all of a sudden we're talking life changes. We're talking major life changes where maybe you lived on the East Coast, like the last caller, and now she's moving to the West Coast. Or maybe you live on the West Coast and you're feeling like you need to live in the mountains. Or maybe you're living in a city and now the city is, now it's calling for you to be, and you know, more remote. We're going to be doing a switch, like a flip-flop. We're going to be going through experiences. And when you think of life, I want you to think of life as an experience. Everything is an experience. And our growing rate is going to happen much faster in that experience, where after you experience that, your soul is going to be calling you to a new place, a new way. This is also going to be in relationships. This isn't just, moving. This is also jobs. This is everything. We're going to be outgrowing things much faster. I still amazes me, anybody out there that has been in a job for 30 years and you're not burned out. Like, I don't understand how that could happen, because what we really love, and people don't realize this, is we really love a challenge. We really love a challenge and to grow things. Everybody loves to grow things. And when we grow the thing, so it means like if you're in a job and you get to that end, you've been there, done that, you get bored, you get burned out. And that's going to happen so much faster, where I actually see people moving, actually the whole industry actually of owning homes. I actually see it flip-flopping to more renting, not saying you can't own, but I do feel not being so rigid, being free, being able to pick up and simplify. Simplify is another word I see for dragon years. And you have probably already noticed, I remember I lived in Florida. I have 5 kids, and Florida is a lot cheaper than California. And I had the big house. I had the 6,000 square foot home. I had all the stuff. I had the cars. I had like all the stuff, right? Everybody was getting into stuff. Everybody's keeping up with Joneses. Everybody is all into the stuff. And this was years ago. And I already, probably about 10 years ago, and I started seeing people wanting to downsize. And I'm sure all of you are like that too. I went from, oh my God, I moved from Florida, 6,000 square foot home, to a 2,000 square foot home minus 3 kids, which helped me there. And it felt so good to simplify. It just was like, oh my God, it felt so good to not have stuff. And that's where we're moving into this more free spirit, freedom world, where we're not going to want stuff. It's not about the stuff. It's not about the bling. It's not about the money. It's about our heart center. It's about what makes us happy. And so you probably have already started the purging, the downsizing, feeling like you got to get rid of stuff, get rid of your old identity. And that's the other thing. We're going to be wanting a new identity. So this is a great question for you to ask yourself right now. What identity do I want? What identity do I want to be? I love to manifest emotions. Emotions are great. Maybe you want more joy, more peace, more abundance, more trust. Trust is the biggest thing. And thinking about this new identity. And in order to have a new identity, what beliefs, what structures, what things do I have to shed in order to have this? And this is also an important time to work with energy healings, work with heart center, do the self-love. the more you focus on yourself and make a commitment to your heart, make a commitment to yourself, the easier and more abundant your whole life will be, especially moving forward into the dragon times. And this is going to be really hard for a lot of people. I mean, imagine, like, I have 5 kids. Like, I give to my kids, right? But the thing is you have to give to yourself first, because if I don't have energy, if I'm not doing what I love, then I'm going to be cranky, and I'm going to be cranky to my 5 kids. So thinking about that for yourself, it's all about your heart center. And when you're happy and when you're emitting your light and you're shining brightly, it's going out into the whole entire planet. So it's coming back to yourself. It's coming back to yourself. Coming back to self-love. The other thing I want to talk about is relationships. These are like questions I get asked all the time. And these are old paradigms. So this is the old paradigms that we are never, ever, ever going to bring back into the world. We are evolving to a whole different time. I want you to think of even like the ice ages. And we went from the ice ages to where we are now. That's exactly how extreme the dragon ages are going to be. Back to the government, back to the school systems. All of this is breaking down. And the old paradigms, the old belief systems, you stay in the house till you die. You stay in a job till you die. You stay in a relationship, very unhappy relationship. You know, all those belief systems are now being shoved to the side. And we're moving more and more into an energetic world, more and more to an experienced world. So when it comes to schools, when it comes to government, like we've been seeing, and all of that, you know, in order for a breakdown of things to happen, it's kind of like a war has to happen. Shit has to happen. So you've probably already been having this in your life. Universe is going to come in and shake stuff up for you. The more you try to hold on to attachment, because dragon years is being in the flow and detachment. The more you try to hold on to something, the more it's going to be harder for you to move into this new world, because the universe is going to take it away from you if it's not in your highest good. And the best thing is to not be in your highest good, and the universe does take it away for you. But the more you get attached to an outcome, the harder of a time you're going to have. So this is all about detachment, letting go. That's why right now I would suggest start simplifying, start getting rid of stuff. Anything that does not bring you joy, get rid of it. Start looking into your new identity. What do you want to put out there? I do have to let everybody know, I love working with manifesting. I love working with energy. I love sharing and showing. And so I do have a private manifesting group on Facebook called Manifesting Magic. It's a monthly group. It's only $99 for the whole month. And I coach on there. I come on there live with videos. Everybody gets a message. We do weekly readings. And I also coach, and we have what's called soul work. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because this month we've been really working on letting go and getting into the flow. And the thing is the more you let go, especially right now, you have time to the dragon years. The more you let go too of beliefs, of negative beliefs that are holding you back, blocks. And this is where sometimes you need a professional to come in. You know, when I do my energy healings, I go in there and cut all cords, past life cords. Past lives are huge too. Moving forward, we've got to clear all the karma. So I go in there, I clear you all energetically. I do my healings remotely, record the session, you receive it while I'm doing it. But if whether it's me, it's a Reiki person, whoever you're attracted to or resonate with, it's really important right now to do the soul work, to give to yourself, to do the healing, to healing your heart. The more your heart is healed moving into the dragon years, you're going to have a life of amazing life. If you're a woman, which I bet you most people here are, I do goddess retreats, love empowering women. I have always had my business. Am going to soon, for all those women out there, you might want to also listen to my podcast on woman, are you ready to rock? And that's what I'm going to tell you about dragon years. Women are coming in, and I'm getting ready to start a badass entrepreneur online membership for women to help you women to grow, because I'm sure a lot of you listening are going to be listening. You've been feeling like, ooh, I want to start a business, or I want to get my career busier, or I want to like grow. I want to step in my power. And that's what women are doing. Dragon years is about the women actually coming back into power. We're going to be the more powerful ones. That's why the whole Me Too thing happened. That's why all this stuff is coming up, the truth. truth is coming up and out. And who doesn't like truth? Truth is always the best you can give to yourself. So with the truth coming out, it's going to be really hard too. For anybody out there that thinks that they can lie in dragon years, yeah, good luck with that. It's going to be really hard to lie. It's going to be hard to hide things. And this is in every aspect. This is the government. This is in your love life. This is everywhere. Like your kids, you know, nobody's going to be able to lie. And the great thing is those people that are sneaky like that or just have a lower vibration, they're going to be kind of weeded out and not want to be here. Before I get into the woman, I will talk about that because I've been seeing a lot of that too, is unfortunately, well, me being a medium, I see death as totally different than other people. Actually, heaven's home. We're coming into this body to experience life. And moving more toward the end of this year, especially before Dragon Year, elderly, especially, I'm going to say like 78 and up maybe. To me, 78, you know, being 49, it's still kind of young to me. But they're going to have a really hard time in the Dragon Years because they're a different vibration. We are vibrational beings. And imagine us that has technology, you know, us, and when I'm saying like I'm 49, so I have technology, I have a cell phone. And imagine going back in time where I don't have that. I just would not really like that very well. It would just like not be vibing with me. And so I want you to think of that, you know, that so that the elderly moving forward into dragon years, if they do come along and they don't choose to go to heaven at that time, you're going to see a decline. You're going to see a decline in their health. You're going to see, you know, it's just going to be harder for them to be in the dragon years because they're not vibing with it. They're just, like I said, the new children coming in, they're going to be a new, totally new vibration. And they have to be a new vibration to be in the new world. And so that's one aspect of the dragon years. The other thing is the women. Women are rising into your power. So we actually are going to be the powerhouses. We are going to start, I mean, kicking ass in all ways, financially, in all ways. You're going to start feeling more powerful. I remember probably like, I'm going to say 6 months ago, or maybe like a year ago, I remember the haircuts. If you look back even at hairstyles, even if you look at body types, I remember being raised with Kate, I think it was Kate Moss. She was like a teeny tiny skinny supermodel, right? Like blah, like super skinny. And I was super skinny when I was a kid too, but that energy is changing. And I remember the long, beautiful hair. And even myself, I used to have like such long hair and, you know, be the model, long hair. And then the women started chopping it up and it started being in bobs. And that's because you start feeling more powerful. You start being more in your power. It's not necessarily about your looks anymore. It's about this confidence, this energy that you're starting to project. Also, the new women are going to be more goddess figured. They're going to be more, and I'm sure a lot of women out there are like, yay, on this. We're not going to be that thin wharf anymore. And think about it. When you're in your body, you're in your power. And that's why more women are going to be more voluptuous, not really into caring anymore about being that stick. You know, they're going to be in their power and their truth. And so to me, I think that's a beautiful thing because it's going to be very accepting. And if you are a woman and you've been feeling like, ooh, I want to start a new job, I need something for me, you know, staying at home with the kids some more is just not vibing with me anymore. And, you know, I've been there being a mom of five. I stayed at home 7 years with one of my older boys. That is the hardest job there is. I give that to moms or dads, whoever it is. But you're definitely going to be wanting something of you, whether it's a job, volunteering. And I'm going to tell you, yes, if you've been thinking about a career, start it right now. If you've been thinking about starting a business, yes. Dragon years, whoa, it's going to be this most amazing time of just things just exploding, your dreams and desires. If you do the soul work right now, everything's just going to happen really, really fast in your life and just take off on this beautiful new ride. As far as relationships, I want to make sure we get to relationships here. You know, I had an old show. If you go to Vicki Emanuel, I've had a radio show for 7 years and a whole bunch of them. Been on TV, radio shows, everything. And so put in there Vicki Emanuel and you can listen to my old podcast. And I had one on expiration dates. Every single thing has an expiration date, not just our food, but our relationships, our jobs, everything. Well, back to the old paradigms, you get married, you stay in a relationship, you stay in that, you know, most people are not happy the rest of their lives. Not saying that some marriages won't make it. Some marriages definitely will make it, but there's going to be some that, and I've already been seeing this with relationships. If you've been questioning your relationship and you're like, whether you're married or not married, it's one of these, like, I don't know if I'm still vibing with this person. And I've been seeing this a lot, and especially with the woman rising into her power. And men are not going to rise into their power so much. And so you may be feeling like you want to be free, or you've outgrown the relationship. And I have been seeing this over and over again. And yeah, if that person is not feeding you, and if you are, if you've outgrown that person, even if that person, you know, can come up some, and then you keep on growing, because women are, we are going to be growing like crazy. And you can attract the same vibe. I just did a reading the other day about this, so I know all of you guys are like, oh my God, relationships. You will definitely attract a new vibe. But the new relationships are going to be different than old relationships. You may be in that relationship, and I want you to think of relationships. We attract people to us for mirrors, for lessons, for all kinds of different things, all different reasons. And so you may be in a relationship, and I see relationships kind of evolving. So a lot of relationships will be more open. I've already been seeing this, a lot more open relationships. I think it's called polygram. I've been seeing a lot more of that. Not saying that everybody's going to be open. I'm not in an open relationship, but I'm saying like a lot of that, I have been seeing that. Also the new children, and I'm going to say like 15 under, maybe a little bit older than that, are going to see souls. They're not going to see sex, gender. So in other words, if you have a child, I've been seeing tons of these children, especially elementary to middle school, where they may be bi, but they're really not bi. They like a man, but then they like a woman, or they feel kind of lost. They're not going to see genders. They're going to see souls. They're going to see heart centers. And I love this. So they may go back and forth. They may be with a guy. And then, I mean, if you have a son, and then all of a sudden he's with a son, and then he's with a girl, and he's with a son, it is what it is. We're moving into a time of dragon years where it's love, which is beautiful. We see love. We don't judgment. Judgment's going to be moving along. If you are in judgment, you know, I was raised very religious. Religion is a really hard judgment. Religion and politics separate people. I want you to think of this. Politics and religion separates people, because it's all one-sided back and forth, and there's a lot of judgment in there. And Dragon Years is all about releasing judgment, getting into your truth, getting into your heart center, doing what brings you joy. The other thing I've been seeing with the Dragon Years, and I know a lot of people are having a lot of issues with this right now, going back to the old paradigms. You're in this job, and you've been doing this job for a while, but you know what? You like this over here, and you're doing this on the side. You're consulting on the side, and then you're doing art on the side. And I get this question all the time. Well, which one do I choose? Well, Dragon Years isn't going to be which one do I choose. It's going to be going with whatever your heart center. So you're going to have you might have 3-4 different ways of income. And it's about just being okay with that. And that's the way of the new world. And you may have that new income, that new way, and then all of a sudden ends because you're like, yeah, I'm really not into that. Now I'm into this over here. That's what it's all about, getting into the flow and letting go of attachment. Definitely letting go of woulda, coulda, shoulda, and definitely getting rid of the whole mass belief systems of consciousness, of the old paradigms, of the old belief systems. This is what you do. Want to talk to you really fast about college. This is another thing I hear all the time with children and parents, and is college. College is not going to be of the new world. Not saying for every single kid. Just like the old world, you know, you go to school, you go to college, you can't get an education unless you go to college. You know, this is the old negative belief system, actually, because that is not true. If you believe that, then you will experience it. But the new thing I see for the children And I've already been seeing this too, where kids are staying at home longer with their parents and not moving out so fast. It's kind of like coming back to family base too. And some of those millennial kids, oh my God, they're so freaking lazy. Anybody out there that has a millennial kid, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And so the best gift you can do your millennial kid, if they are lazy, is do not just keep making everything comfortable. I'll have another show on that. Do not make your home comfortable and everything comfortable, because it is for them to branch out. But when it comes to college, I actually see children actually doing more of whatever brings their heart center. Love, that's what they're to do. So there's a lot of technical schools. There's, you know, training. I actually left college. I'm an entrepreneur. Since I was 18, I left college. I've done so many things. I started the first dog bakery, franchised it out in Florida, had many locations. I was a Ripley's, believe it or not. I've been a huge entrepreneur, making over six figures since I was 18, and I did not go to college. I left college because college obviously was not for me. I'm medium psychic. And so knowing that the college is not the way to for everybody, because a lot of parents put a lot of stress on the kids, and what's going to happen, and I shared this story and I'll share it again on my last one, is I had this beautiful girl that she was, I think, 19. She just started college. Both of her parents, one was a doctor and the other one is a pharmacist. So, you know, right there, they're like, whoo, you know, you're going to college. And she would got really, really sick in her college, like really sick. Like she lost 20 pounds, and you should see this girl. She had nothing to lose. The doctors couldn't find out what was wrong with her or anything. She came into me for a reading. I look at her. She's over 6 foot, beautiful lady, beautiful girl. And I'm like, why are you not modeling? And first thing she says, she's like, that's what I want to do. But my mom and dad don't want me to do that. And I'm like, yeah, but this is your life. And how old are you? Like, what? So anyways, long story short, I'm so happy her mom listened to me, her dad listened to me, she listened to me, she left college, she's now a beautiful, successful model on with Ford, and now she is, you know, living her dream life, and she got healthy, obviously. So your body is going to be talking to you, and your body's going to talk to you more, and so this is really important moving forward into the new world, is to let go of the old concepts, the old beliefs, even with yourself. Feeling like, oh, I need to have this master's degree. It's going to be different. The new world is different. Wherever you shine, and this is the biggest thing I'm going to end it here today with, is wherever makes you thrive, whatever energy makes you thrive, you're going to want more of that. And that's where you're to go. So it's no more like, just like the last caller's like, I'm moving across the country. Oh my God, like, is this going to be fine? If your heart and your energy is telling you to do it, because we're going to have more aha moments over and over again, you're going to be like, oh my God, this is like, I don't know. I just really feel I need to do this. And we're going to be getting to feeling. I suggest to feel into it. We're going to start feeling more things in our body. Trust me, your body is going to tell you if your stomach hurts and your stomach's all achy, and if your body is not open to receiving somebody or a situation, then that right there is your answer. It's going to be a big no. If your body and you're so excited and you're living through passion, you're expanding and you vibe that way, that's where you're to be. So there's going to be sudden change. There's going to be a lot of inspiration too. I really love that. I mean, I think inspiration is one of the best energies. And so make sure you take time to breathe, to ground, do the soul work this right now, purge, clear, listen to your heart, do the healing workshops, do whatever it takes for you to get there. I am going to be in Florida October 5th and 6th. I'm having a 2-day healing workshop, Awaken Your Heart and Soul. And also I'll be doing a week retreat in Kauai, December. Can't wait for this one. December 8th in Kauai, doing a week retreat, aligning your heart and soul. This is going to be a big one. New year. I'm all over. So always check out my website, VickiEmmanuel.com. And I will be on next Wednesday. Create a beautiful day.